This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The anxieties of Britain's ruling conservatives about how Anglo-American relations may unfold under a Joe Biden administration were partly calmed midweek when President-elect Joe Biden chose to phone Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead of conversations with France's Emmanuel Macron and Germany's Angela Merkel. The two spoke for around 25 minutes. Britain's newspapers and Downing Street officials privately appeared gleeful that Mr. Biden phoned the Prime Minister ahead of speaking with Ireland's Michael Martin. In the meantime, economically speaking, Treasury Chief in the UK, Rishi Sunak, says the British economy remains nearly 10% smaller at the end of the third quarter than it was at the end of 2019.
Today's figures show that the economy was recovering over the summer, but that recovery slowed coming into the autumn. It's likely that slowdown continued, given the necessary restrictions we've had to put in place more recently to control the spread of the virus.
U.S. unemployment benefit claims declined again last week, the Labor Department reported today, but the country's recent surge in coronavirus cases poses a new threat to the world's biggest economy. The U.S. Special Representative for Iran insisted today that a pressure campaign of sanctions targeting Iran would persist into the administration of Joe Biden, even as the incoming president has pledged to potentially return America to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers.
So even if you went back to the JCPOA, and even if the Iranians were willing to return in the sense of exporting this newly enriched uranium, you would not have solved these really fundamental questions of whether the Iran is going to be permitted to violate long-term commitments it has made to the world community, to the IAEA.
This is VOA News.